Rock 107 WIRX. Well, hi there. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Well, hello.
Jess is like, what the hell's going on?
Every year she gets herself into this. Every year.
Hey, real quick, your mom wanted me to give her an outfit from last night to wash.
You son.
It's a paper bag, if you're wondering. Yes, there you go.
Right, that was pretty
funny. Suck it.
That was pretty funny. Because we all know my mom's beautiful.
Sorry, Jess.
So jokes on
business.
We've had a real attack the mom's day today. Yeah, so no more of that because it is time for Coach's 12 Beers of Christmas, day 9.
9.
Good golly.
9-9.
Sorry. What is wrong with you this morning? You know, day 9. We're almost done. We have 12 days.
Yes.
So we're nearing the end. But good news is we ended with a bang. This Friday, December 20th, Coaches is the place to be for their pajama Christmas party.
Yes. So wear your best Christmas pajamas. It'll be the comfiest Christmas party you'll ever go to.
Ever. You don't got to get all suited up and wear like a dickie or a turtleneck
nope.
and an itchy sweater. No. Wear your pajamas.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Yep. You guys will be out there 5 to 7.
Yep.
Broadcasting live.
It's going to be great.
We have a DJ starting at 8.
Unsa, 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 unsa.
Going till who knows when.
Yeah.
We'll be giving away that giant stocking around 7.
Really great prizes in the stocking this year. You got the 2 big trips to Chicago.
Well, Lagunitas Brewery Tour in Chicago.
Yep.
And then the Shorts Anniversary Party, that's in Bel Air, Michigan, so that's northern Michigan.
That's it.
About
okay,
3 hours, I believe.
Not too
bad. 3.5.
It's worth it. It's an awesome party. You
yes.
Go do that.
Yes, it is.
And then a bunch of other awesome beer swag.
Yeah.
I think there's rumor that there might be an ugly Christmas sweater in there.
Ooh.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And just a lot of great stuff that people, the coach's club card.
Yes, coach's club membership in that giant stocking.
It's awesome. So you can win that. Now, again, before we get to this next beer, the 9th beer of Coach's 12 Beers of Christmas, each time you go into Coach's and sample a beer. We laid out a perfect scenario last week.
Yes.
Let's say you go in for lunch, all right? You have a beer with lunch. We all do that. Take the edge off. That's one entry right there.
Yes.
Then you come in maybe for happy hour. You sneak out of work early. You're like, I'll take another beer. Get this party started. There's another entry.
That's 2.
That's 2. Then you're like, well, hell, I might as well have dinner while I'm here.
But wait, there's more.
You have a couple beers with it. Let's say you have 2 beers with dinner. That's 4 entries in a day.
Yes.
Easy peasy.
Yes.
And responsibly done, of course, like we like to tell you. But the more of these beers that you sample, the better chance you have at winning that big stocking.
Exactly. So you got to get in.
Yep.
You got to have these 12 beers of Christmas, and they don't last forever.
No, they don't.
Small quantities, and they're super limited. All of these beers are things that have never been at Coach's and are very hard to get on draft, period.
Yeah.
So these are not your everyday run-of-the-mill kind of beers.
Yeah, just anything you can go pick up at the cooler or on tap. So
exactly.
How many beers would you say is in a pony keg? Do you know that?
6 barrel is 661 ounces. A quarter barrel is 991 ounces. A half barrel is 1984, and there's 124 pints in a half barrel.
Wow.
So a quarter barrel would be 62.
If you're asking us to do math, you've come to the wrong spot.
I know. You put me on the spot. I'm really not good at this.
My brain just went, damn beer. Okay, so either way, they are limited. There's not a lot. You got to get them while they're hot. There's already some that are gone.
Yes.
So, folks, don't miss out. Don't be that guy that's waiting until the guy or gal wait until the last day to go, oh, my God, what have I been doing with my life? Don't be that person.
Exactly.
That person sucks. Tell us about the beer you brought in today, because it is interesting.
Yes, it is. So the 9th beer of Christmas is, this is actually a cider. This is Blake's. This comes from Blake's. They're out on the east side of the state.
Okay.
This is El Chapo.
El Chapo.
So they have some mainstays.
That guy.
Maybe. they have some mainstays.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being El Chavo.
Okay.
Now, El Chavo is a mango and habanero hard cider. So El Chapo, they take the El Chavo base.
Yes.
And they tequila barrel age it. So this is a tequila barrel aged mango habanero hard cider.
They're swinging for the fence on this one.
For real.
I actually drank it before I knew what it was, like I do with all my drinks. Just throw it down the gullet.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. And I was like, whoa,
he was.
That's got a bite to it.
Whoa.
Yes.
Now, what it is, you can, I think maybe the agave and the tequila, you can almost pull that out a little bit.
Yes.
It's got a spice. I wouldn't say heat. It's that you can taste the spice of the habanero.
Yes. It is not, it's not going to burn your lips. It's not going to, you know, make your tongue tingle or anything like that. But you can taste that spice. The mango gives it the sweetness. There's the tequila barrel aging that kind of, I actually have some El Chavo at home. Mm-hmm. And I think the tequila barrel aging kind of smooths it all out. It's really good.
I would not expect that. Especially when you say there's habanero in a drink, you're like, are you Satan? What are you drinking, habanero? Right. That is really smooth. It's got just such a fun little kick at the end. It hits the tongue. It's smooth. You feel that spice. The mango finishes it off. It's delicious. It's fantastic.
It is really good.
So 11 o'clock, coach is open. You can get that today. It's tapped.
Yes.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
And it's just amazing what they're doing with beers now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you think about it back in like the 1900s, you had like 6 beers to choose from. Now there's like 1,000 billion of them you can choose from. what are you laughing at?
That's your beer lesson by Hunter today. There you go.
I'm just saying.
No, it's true.
It's really true.
Going out on a limb, trying new things, trying fun, exciting things, like this one right here.
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie. I think I'm getting a little sweating.
Yeah.
It's just a little heat in there from the mango. I like it. Okay, so that's open, ready to go. And then what is the special it's paired with?
So our special for today, we have our Big House Mac and Cheese dinner on special for just $10. That's it. Comes with a side salad, which I didn't bring you.
Look at that.
But I figured the real star of the show was the mac and cheese.
Salad would have been given to the rabbits out back. not that it's not good, but the mac and cheese, that is fantastic. Mm-hmm. That is carb heaven right there.
It is. Homemade, 5 cheeses.
Oh.
This is no Kraft mac and cheese.
Which, by the way, coaches, thank you for making mac and cheese the right way.
Yes.
Growing up, my father would put cheese. He'd sprinkle cheese on top of the cheese that was already in there. That was only 2 cheeses. You guys have gone 4 steps higher or 3 steps higher with 5 cheeses in there. That's insane.
Thank you for not putting ketchup in there. Because I know people who do that.
What?
Yeah, ketchup in their mac and cheese.
Yeah, what a bunch of weirdos. I would never do that.
Look at her, she's cringing.
I am. Let's not talk about ketchup on mac and cheese.
I do. I would never do it to coaches, but if you're just doing like the typical crappy mac and cheese, a little ketchup on there, a little sriracha sauce.
Yeah, sriracha, but not ketchup. Come on. Get out of here.
Sriracha is just mad ketchup. That's all it is. all right. Well, this is on. So $10.
Yes.
Awesome.
Today
only. So get that. That is a meal in itself. Honestly.
Yes, it is.
You can split that and both parties will be satisfied. So get to coaches. Get yourself a great lunch. Again, happy hour specials. Also, amazing dinner. And we're winding this down. I hate to say it. People are going to miss out on this because they're dumb-dumbs. Don't miss out on it. Because it's coaches, 12 beers of
Day
Christmas.
Day 9.
We're almost there. All right, if you missed anything, WIRX.com. We'll have this all podcasted. We got it on Facebook as well. And get to coaches.
Yes.
It's going to be a great day. All right, that's going to do it for us for right now. Jess, thank you. Always great seeing you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more. It's coaches, 12 beers of Christmas on WIRX.